This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared to back down on Monday from Russia's objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, saying Moscow had no issues with them entering the U.S.-led military alliance they now aim to join in reaction to his invasion of Ukraine. Though Putin said Moscow would take action if NATO were to move troops or hardware onto the territory of its new members, steps Finland and Sweden have both already ruled out. He said NATO's expansion itself was not a threat. He did, however, say NATO enlargement was being used by the United States in what he called an aggressive way to aggravate an already difficult global security situation, and Russia would respond if the alliance moves weapons or troops forwards. McDonald's says it started the process of selling its Russian business, which includes 850 restaurants that employ 62,000 people. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The fast food giant points to the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine, saying holding on to its business in Russia is no longer tenable, nor is it consistent with its values. The Chicago-based company had temporarily closed its stores in Russia, but was still paying employees. Now it says it would seek to have a Russian buyer hire its employees and pay them until the sale closes. But there's been no announcement yet on any prospective buyer. The company says it plans to start removing golden arches and other symbols and signs with its name. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or follow us on the VOA mobile.